Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Stephanie Fearman, publisher of the blog Marketing Mojo. So welcome to the podcast, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
So Stephanie's on a roadshow right now with the CMO Club, which is how I got caught up with her, and she's speaking about personal reputation management on the web. So, Stephanie, can you talk to me a little bit about what you mean by personal reputation management? Or, you know, I've also seen you use the term practicing branding self-defense or brand self-defense.
Sure. Well, I've been in marketing a long time, and anyone who's been in marketing knows that companies spend lots of money and lots of time and hire PR firms to really tend to and manage and grow their reputations. And companies recognize their reputations as their number one asset. And individuals understand the importance of their reputation, of course, but it's not been my experience that individuals really try to proactively get their message out and make sure that the information about them out there is honest and authentic, and in other words, manage their reputations just like companies do. And my point of view is that the internet makes us all public figures, and individuals really do need to start thinking about managing their own reputations.
Yeah, so it's like 15 minutes of fame, you know, brought to you by Google, so to speak, right?
Exactly.
Now, I understand you had some experience in this area that caused you to start down this path. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it's interesting because it always seems to me that you see people that pick up a cause after something has happened to them in their life, because it really brings it home to them, and that's what happened to me. During a job transition months ago, a blogger that doesn't know me, doesn't know anything about me, wrote some sort of Google search engine friendly headlines about me and invited anonymous posts. And those posts and the blog really don't represent what I am or my reputation or my references or anything like that at all. Really has nothing to do with me. But because of the age of the blog and how Google works, that blog shot right to the top of Google. And while I tried to ignore it or take the high road, let's say, it really began affecting my business dealings. And so finally, I started thinking about what I do for a living, which is help advise and manage brands, and realized after this happened to me that I should start thinking about how to advise individuals in the same way.
Wow. Unbelievable. Now, there are firms out there that I think claim that they can, you know, clean this up on Google when something like this happens. Have you had a chance to look at any of those firms? And if so, any advice on that?
I have talked to several of the firms, and one that's gotten a lot of press. I'm sort of fearless, and I just called up the guy who created the company. And the answer is that these companies can help a little bit. But honestly, they can't really do anything that the individual can't do for themselves, because a lot of their focus is on getting out there proactively before you need it, or even after you need it, and creating content and getting other people to link to your content or create content about you. And honestly, part of what I recommend now is that individuals do that for themselves. And of course, when you do it for yourself, it's free, and you don't have to pay another firm to do it.
Sure. No, that makes total sense. So what would you suggest marketers, or even, let's say, non-marketers, to be doing about this? Is this like the future credit report? I mean, do people need to do this on an ongoing basis? What's your view down that path?
I think everyone needs to do this on an ongoing basis, certainly all business people. And this doesn't just have to do with job search, but it's interesting that ExecuNet, just as sort of a side point of interest, has done a lot of research about how recruiters use Google. And the vast majority of, I think 85% of recruiters say that they do go to Google to check out job seekers. And almost 50% have said that they've rejected job seekers based on what they've found there. And again, it's not just job seekers. It could be what do you want your boss to find, or your own employees, or a co-op board, or whatnot. So I really feel like everyone needs to start addressing this for themselves and proactively. And the way that some of the things I suggest are, you do need to monitor your own online presence on all of the search engines regularly. Google yourself once a week. That's not hard to do. And don't just leave it to the search engines. Also check out the image banks, chat rooms, blogs, online news services, newsletters, any source where you think your name might come up or might be relevant. You also, what I learned is I feel strongly that you need to respond quickly and authoritatively. If you do see content that you feel is inaccurate about yourself or about some issue you care about, you need to respond in the medium in which the content occurs, so the people seeing the inaccurate content will also see the other side. You need to, everyone should be creating their own content on the web. It's so easy. Paul, you're one of my idols. You've proven how easy and how effective it can be in creating your own blog or your own website. Go to LinkedIn, go to Facebook, create your own online profile, and that good stuff does get indexed in Google, and it gives people a definite good impression of who you are and what you do and what you're about. And also, and you've stressed this for me, Paul, it's not just what you do, but most of us have terrific networks, people that care about us, people that stand up for us because they know we've earned it. And you need to line up your allies and stakeholders online who will always be more credible in talking about you than you can be alone. And those are some of the tips that I'm starting to give just about everybody who needs to care about their reputation online.
Right. It's not what you say about you, it's what others sort of say about you. And especially in this age of Google, you know, that kind of counts for a lot.
Exactly.
Definitely. All right, so Dr. Stephanie says, you know, Google yourself once a week. I mean, it's now allowable at this point, now that you've said that. And